Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come with a grateful heart on this morning, Father God, to say thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercies. Thank you for sitting high, and thank you for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every situation, of Father God. You're great and you're mighty, and you're mighty and you're great. Father God, as we come on this morning, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we confess and forsake our sins. Thank you, Father. Lord, we love you on today. Father, we love you because you first loved us, because we are nothing without you, Father, but we can do all things through you, by you, and Father God, because of you. We thank you for life, for health, for strength, a roof over our head, clothes on our body, station in our right minds. Thank you, Father, that we are saved. Father God, thank you for our eternal salvation. Thank you for family, for friends, for an open heaven. Father God, we bless you. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for a host of angels, for Jesus, the Holy Spirit. God, we bless you. We bless you for all these things and more. Matter of fact, we bless you for everything. Father, in all things, we do give you thanks. And we say thank you. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father, that we made it through this week. We made it through this week every day. Every day, Father God. We've been here every day this week. We've been here every day this year. We've been here every day for the last 11 and a half years, Father. We have not counted it lightly. We take, Father God, the calling serious, Father God, and we just do what you called us to do, Father. So we just want to say thank you. One thing we know, Father God, is that you established this ministry on the internet, Father God. That we know, Father. Some things we guess at, Father God, but this we know, that you placed us here. And so we are faithful to the calling. And so we want to say thank you for desire to serve. Father, we thank you, Father God, for all our lovely ministry partners and their families. Thank you for the word of God coming forth today. Father, we thank you for feeding us so richly every morning. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we love you, we thank you, and we bless you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your mercies, your love. In Jesus' name. And as you told your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, forever, forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord Jesus, bless the Lord Jesus, bless the Lord Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. God is not dead. He is alive. Hallelujah. And we bless him. Amen and amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We want to indeed welcome all of our first-time visitors, guests, visiting with us on this morning. Thank you for stopping by, and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. And the Spiritual Breakfast for Champions is about to be served, and we do thank God for feeding us. And he who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We want you to know that we meet on the same platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then on Sundays at 12 o'clock. So we invite you to please come and come back. Amen. And keep on coming back and keep on coming back. And we thank God. Amen. We pray that everybody had a good week. It's not over with yet. Not over with yet. But look, we're holding on. We're looking forward. We're believing God. And we know that God is faithful. And when this life is over, amen, we'll fly away. But we're not flying away until this life is over. And matter of fact, we got some work to do. Amen. So we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. So we pray for you, and we thank you for your prayers for us. Amen. Because the fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman availeth much. Amen and amen. All right. This morning. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God who is coming to us this morning to share with us her insight and what the Lord has revealed to her on Asia. Amen. Asa. Amen. We're still teaching on the men of the Bible and elaborating on them. And we pray that you are being blessed. Amen. By the word of God. Every word, every situation, every scenario has been placed in that book. Amen. That God ordained for. People are still arguing. Amen. That God didn't write the book and all these other theories. Look, I'm convinced they can take it somewhere else. The Bible is God breathed. 40 men. God used 40 men over a period of 1,600 years. Amen. So write the scriptures, and let me tell you something. Everything coincides. There's no contradiction, and I'm telling you, they can say what they want to say. Amen. But I believe. So we want to thank God, and we thank God that you believe, too, that the word of God is the mind of God on paper. Amen. And when we read God, spend time in God's word, we spend time with God, and we get to know him. And know his voice, and to know his mind, and to know his heart. And this way we can please him, see, because we spend time with him. And so we want to thank God for the opportunity that he provides for us to do such. This morning, amen, this woman of God, she loves the Lord. She is sold out. She's all the way in. Glory be. If somebody asked me, I would say, you know, she's 100%, 100% in it to win it, amen, sold out to the gospel, winning the loss at any cost. We want to thank God. She is a seer, amen. She is a prophet. She is a servant. She teaches, she preaches, wherever the Lord uses her, she makes herself available to be used. Jesus Christ is her Lord. Jesus Christ is her King. Jesus Christ is her Savior. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. She is a gift to the body of Christ. Amen. She is a friend to this ministry. And my friend, I consider her my personal friend. Amen. And so I'm talking about none other than our elder, Nadine Hedgman. Amen. And we want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And what she brings. So at this time, as she comes to share with us, I ask that we would receive her this morning, amen, for her gifts and receive her this morning for her abilities as she comes, as I present to you our elder, Nadine Hedgman, in Jesus' name. All right, bless the Lord. Elder, are you there?
Good morning to everyone under the sound of my voice. I give God glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Dr. Bradford, for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing the Lord to ask you, to ask me to serve once again in his kingdom. I pray, Lord, to use me to reveal you to this world. Let my life be an instrument in your hands this morning, to reveal your glory, to touch the lives that you want to touch with your transformative love and power. I pray for heaven to invade the earth right now. I pray against every distraction for everyone that's listening throughout these airwaves, whether it's in their homes, on their jobs, driving, that no snare of the enemy will snatch what they hear today, that they will live and be your people. Forgive those who have wronged us and let your love overshadow their lives. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the fulfillment of your will and your purpose in everyone's life, as well as my own. To God be the glory. My task today is about Asa. Asa, a lot of times, like Dr. Bradford was saying, when we read this scripture, we are getting to know God. A lot of times we preach, but we don't have no view. We don't know. We don't have the thoughts. Understand God's thoughts and what he is saying. We do not. Sometimes we be in error. We just read the scripture, we read it, and we don't apply it with no understanding. But it is God's thoughts and what he is saying. And that's how we grow. That's how we live victorious. So I want to, the Lord said, has me, he said, teach my people so they will really know me. And you have to know the history. Just like we know our family history, our family background, our family culture, we have to know the history of these individuals that the Father has placed in this roadmap. This Bible is our roadmap for life. There is nothing new under the sun. So King Asa was born to Adjoner, who Adjoner, he exceeded his father, who was a king, but he was a wicked king. King Asa reigned from 911 to 870 BC before Christ. And the Hebrew, in Hebrew, they go from right to left. We go from left to right. Parents was Adjoner was his father. And we know back there in the biblical times, incest was nothing new under the sun. So he come out of the house of David, and his mother was Asher, Michael, which was Solomon's grandmother. He was, Asa was also King Solomon's great-grandson. His children was Jehoshaphat, Jorah. His grandchildren were, and you might know and heard of some of these names and read over them, not knowing their connection to one another in your reading and studying. His grandchildren was Jehoram, Jehu, Jerelah, Zechariah, Shia Hatatah, Ezra, and Asa's name in the Hebrew means healer or physician. Asa, King Asa, was the first good king over Judah. Judah had kings that weren't good. Asa did what was right in God's eyes, and he led Judah back to God. He reigned for 41 years. He was not a wicked king like his father. So his story begins in 2 Chronicles 14, and it goes all the way to 2 Chronicles 16, 14. I'm not going to read that. That would be for you. I'm going to read the beginning of chapter 14, and it says, so Abiathar slept with his fathers, that's Asa's father, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord, his God. So they were practicing paganism. They were practicing idolatry. They were doing the same thing, like Pastor Bradford had asked me when they were doing the woman, about Ahab's wife, Jezebel, and everything that she did. This is what was going on in that time, and their religion was Judaism. King Asa was called an intercessor leader who led the people back to God. He was zealous in seeking God for the people to turn their hearts back to God. Asa started his kingly rule well. You can find that in 1 Kings 15 and 14. Exceeding his father, King Asa disposed his own grandmother who worshiped Asa, the false goddess. He demoted pagans and tore them down, the sacrificial pilgrims that she had built in their high places. He fortified the city and shield-bearing armies of 300,000 men when they were trying to come against the city. He was a good warrior. God used him like David. King Asa began well when Zerubbabel, the Ethiopian, threatened Judah with a vast army. That is in 2 Chronicles 14 and 9. Asa didn't go out there in his own strength. He sought the Lord. And this is what he said. Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. He recognized that he couldn't do anything in his own strength, but he needed the God that they served, Yahweh. That's where we find Elohim, Yahweh, the God that they served. They called him Yahweh. He said, the mighty, help us, O Lord, our God, for we rely on you and in your name. He recognized that it was in not Asa, King Asa's name, but in Yahweh's name. We have come against a vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against us. God answered Asa, there was no war. They didn't have war for 35 years. 35 years. We pray, we think we'd be going through wars and storms, but he prayed with confidence. He didn't pray amiss. He prayed knowing that it was not in his strength, but the strength of the Almighty God. That in his name defeats our enemies. Psalms 44 tells us, though you will push down our enemies, through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah. He knew that God will deliver. God answered Asa, there was no more war. Asa even continued well. Something happened in Asa's 35th year. See, we start out sometimes strong, and then when something comes, a little turbulence, a little trial, already done. In the past, in the present, I want to say, every place, everything that comes upon us, remember, our God was already there. Because he's eternal. That negatively impacted how Asa finished his life. Baasha, the king of Israel, had barricaded Judah. They was in a war. Just like David fought all the time, King Asa was in a war. Judah was warring during that time, which prevented Judah. They couldn't trade. They couldn't go out. They couldn't do nothing. They had them barricaded in their own cities. And a sure sign of invasion, Asa did not seek the Lord's strength. Instead, Asa took the silver and the gold. He did like Elijah did. Where she said, oh, he was going to kill him. He went and hid in the cave. But he didn't hide. What he did was consulted a human. He took the gold, the silver, and the treasure of the temple and bribed a pagan. The very thing that he took down that the people were doing. That's why we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. That's why we got to seek the Lord. It said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. He had forgot his history with Yahweh. The God had delivered them, had used him to bring glory to his name. He took and bribed the pagan to protect him from Baasha. The Lord sent Hananiah. Hananiah was a seer. A seer is a prophet. and one that sees and know the times and the season. And God used seers during that time to bring judgment, rebuke, and foretell. The seer to rebuke Asa, to recount the works that God had performed on Asa's behalf. He rebuked him for relying on a human king. He relied on a human king, not the King of Kings, not the Lord of Lords, but instead, not the strong and mighty God. Hananiah uttered his famous line to him, and you can find that in 2 Chronicles 16:9. He said, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on, you will be at war. So he ain't win no more wars after that. Second Chronicles 16:9. A committed heart in Hebrew is Elabah, L-E-B-A-B, Shamim, S-H-A-L-E-M. That is how it's spelled. It is a covenant term that means wholeheartedly. Are you wholeheartedly seeking after the true and living God to really know him, to walk with him, know his heart, to know the thoughts that he has towards you? King Asa knew God's thoughts. God delivered, used him to deliver his people and bring them back to worship. Asa processed a bended heart, did not listen to Hannah. He put him in prison. This man, the prophet that God sent, his mouthpiece, he put him in jail. God was warning him, put him in jail. How many times did, maybe it wasn't a prophet, maybe God just used somebody to warn you of the danger that you're headed in, or how you might have forgotten your history with him. Well, that didn't stop God. Asa eventually pressed his own people that God had had him be king and ruler over. They were God's people. He had brought them back to worship. And then at the end, he and his humanists put them back in bondage. How many times you have put people back in bondage after God had delivered you? You forgot. Take a moment. And repent. Because Father, I repent for even the times that I didn't know that I had put your people in bondage. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Abba. Because I want to finish the race well. But he still did not seek God. Asa, at the end, contracted a foot disease. And it says that some believe that it was gout or whatever, cirrhosis, but I want to leave this with you. Asa forgot God's past and deliverance and act out of fear. A lot of times we act out of fear. Perhaps Asa took some credit himself, thinking somehow he had a hand in the victory. Sometimes we forget. We say, I did it. But God did it. He did everything. When you say, I, he's not there. Because he says, gifts and callings are without repentance. And the anointing, God will use anybody. He said his word would not return to him void. Because it's his word, not our word. So he forgot who was in charge. Did you forget who was in charge this morning when he breathed on you, when he woke you up with his touch? Did you say, thank you, Father? Now, what do you have me to do? Don't let pride get in the way. Perhaps pride got in King Asa's way. But the Bible tells us that the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure to the end. So a king's function, kings are to rule with justice. Kings are to stand for righteousness. Kings delight in truth. Kings love righteousness, and their friends are righteous. Kings are priests, and they have the authority when they function to speak life and death. Kings can be passive, must be open to forgive. Kings has the ability to show favor and blessings. Kings must be in self-control, learn to control their emotions, learn how to put their emotions in the right location. Kings are to be feared. Kings persevere by mercy and truth. Kings are to be respected. Kings stabilize and influencing people. Kings are virtual and always sober, not controlled. Kings are to obey God's laws. King. That's the function of a king. So a lesson to learn from King Asa. Number one, King Asa was an example of an individual who righteousness for most of his life, but failed to faithfully endure and serve God until his death. Asa was the third king of Judah, reigning from 911 to 870 BC. He began his reign as the Lord's deputy and faithful to the covenant. Asa hated sin and loved righteousness. King Asa was the first one characterized in the Bible as a man of integrity, and he reigned for 41 years, was marked by a revival in the worship of the Lord and removal of paganism and its evil by safety. And when they buried him, when he died, this is what the people did. I'm going to read it in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 13. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices prepared by the art, and they made a very great burning for him. So, you know, just like his great-grandfather, Solomon was the wisest man. He built the temple. God told David that he wasn't going to build it. But check that all of them, all of those lines, David's lineage, David's heart, God said he was a man after his own heart, King David. Jehoshaphat got the people together, which was Asa's son, and they won the battle. God ambushed the people. He gave Solomon wisdom, and Hezekiah was another king that put God first. So I leave you with this today. God has chosen you. God has called you for such a time as this. Don't turn back. Don't forget that he's mightier than anything that you face. His roadmap, the Bible, is God speaking his heart to us. Father, let your word fall on good ground. Let it bring forth fruit unto righteousness. If someone that don't know you, Lord, let them make a confession today and believe in their heart that your son Jesus died for them, so that they can have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen. What a thorough amen. Soul searching word. Amen. On Asa. today. Oh, my God, the king that went to jail. Amen. How he started out so good. Amen. Did everything that was right in God's eye. Didn't move in his own strength. Won the battle. Amen. God answered his prayer. 35 years of peace. Because he won the battle not in the strength of his name. Amen. But in the name of Yahweh. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. Prayer that defeated his enemies. Because he knew that God would deliver. But here he is an example, my God, that he forgot what God can do. My God, that spiritual arrogance. My God, when we get confident in our own strength for love. And you said, prophet, you said, when you say I, he is not there. I thought that was so profound. Because so often you speak to God's people. I. But whenever you say I, God is not there. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here he consulted a man. Hallelujah. He reversed his actions. He reversed his actions, beloved. And I'm telling you, this is a soul-searching word because you know what? As we look at his story, we got to look at our own. Because sometimes we start consulting people instead of consulting God. We forget our history as Asa did. Glory be to God. Start consulting God and other people's opinion and instead of talking to God and doing what is right. Glory be to God. But she wrapped up this thorough presentation today. Are you wholeheartedly seeking God? Not what you did yesterday. Thank God for what you did yesterday. What are you doing today? He who endures to the end. You did run well. Who did hinder you? You started out good. Huh? But you got a little cocky. You got a little cocky. And look, and he didn't win another battle after that. And look how he died. Look how his story ended. Look, listen to the eulogy here. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. That's why the Bible says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Hallelujah. Are you wholeheartedly seeking? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, the living God, she said, to know him and to serve him. He failed to endure. He failed to endure. This is a big lesson for us today, a big lesson. We have to check ourselves, beloved. This is why we have to seek God every day. My God, because God blesses, and you know, and this is my, this, and you said, don't turn back, don't turn back. That's a confirmation for something I'm working on, right? Don't turn back, thank you. But this here, beloved, as we taught on yesterday, out of the book of Deuteronomy, look how God, this is my big takeaway out of this presentation this morning. Look how God blesses obedience. Look how God blesses obedience when you do what God say. You never fail. You never fail to prosper. You never fail to win. You never fail. You never come from the top when you walk in obedience. But look how God, amen, curses disobedience. And we keep falling for the okey-doke. We keep falling for the okey-doke. We keep letting the devil trick us because we not ready yet. My God, what a word. What a word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, prophetess. Amen. We bless the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there a word, beloved? Is there a word, elder? Amen, that the Lord has put in your heart?
No.
Matter of fact, go ahead.
So
say what you want to say, and then I have a question for you.
The people, God's people, he said, my people say I'm blessed, but when you're blessed, you obey. Woo! You obey.
Suck it.
See, King Asa was blessed. His father was a wicked king. And he brought the people back to God.
Mm.
He was blessed. God let him reign. He was 40-something years old. When he died, he was 80-something, 82. You got to do the Hebrew math. That's why you got to learn. You can't just read. You got to get the background. You got to know the history.
Mm.
To be able to apply it,
mm.
what he is saying.
Mm.
And we say we are blessed,
mm.
but we can't pay our bills.
Mm. Mm.
We can't bless other people. You're blessed when you're serving God's people.
Mm. 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 Mm.
That's when you bless. You're not blessed mm. because you prayed for somebody. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm. He
created you to be mm. the light mm. in this world. Stop gathering together, conversating about what's going on.
Mm.
Do you know his heart? He said, mm. these things are going to come. It's
mm.
going to happen before the son of perdition returns.
Mm. Mm.
But
mm.
what is your position? Why mm. you can't stand on a corner where you want to talk about there was a shooting? Why you can't go stand there and take back
mm.
what he called you to do, to possess the land? That's
mm.
possessing the land. Not possession objects and things.
Mm.
Stop talking.
Mm.
Stop talking the talk.
Mm.
God has already spoken through his word.
Mm. Thank you.
Stop talking about the health crisis. He said, pestilence and these diseases, they're going to come. Stop
yeah.
talking about COVID.
Yeah.
Talk about him. Say what he say.
Yeah.
Say, because I live here. I'm coming through here. God, you want your people to know you. Stand on the corner and plead the blood of Jesus, that the drug dealer won't sell no drugs, that it won't be nobody shot today. Pray that. Stop praying for yourself. That's how his kingdom come to the earth. God is tired. Not with the world. Because that's what the sin do. That's what we did when you were in sin. Sin is sin. Stop compromising. We ain't tired. Trials and tribulation, he said it's going to come. Don't pray against what's happening. Pray for God's kingdom to come to the earth. You can't pray against what he already ordained. Instead of going to lunch, get in your car, drive around, and speak the word. You want change? That's your commission. That's what he commissioned you to do. So you say you have authority and power because he has given it to us. Exercise it today. Oh, God, Jesus, hallelujah. Stop wrong speech. God is upset with his people. He said, judgment begins at the house of God. But if my people, who are called by my name. You call yourself his people, humble yourself, pray, seek his face, turn, repent. He wants the church to repent.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you are walking and attached to people that are witches. And you want to know why you can't get free.
Ooh, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Better stop sitting under the tables. Everywhere.
Jesus.
You're chasing an anointing that you think is of God.
Jesus.
He said, I sought for my lover.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Forgive us.
Have mercy.
Forgive us, Father. Have mercy, God. Have mercy.
Extend my mercy today.
Yes, God.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy.
If you will repent.
Yes, Father.
Repent, please.
Yes, God.
Blessed the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the word of the Lord for the house. And this is the word of the Lord for the house. If you're listening to this service, if you're in this service today, this is the word of the Lord for the house. The Lord had already, amen, spoke to me that, amen, she had a word this morning for the house. I was going to ask her to come and bring forth the word for the house before I could ask her. Amen. The Lord beat me to it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Lord is not pleased, beloved. We could do more. We can do better. Glory be to God. We have to live a life in the Spirit. We have to live a life in the Spirit. We have to please God. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word, Father. God, we ask that you would bless our prophetess this morning, Father. Thank you for using her. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the word in her belly. Your word in her belly, Father, that will not return into your void. God, we hear. We confess our sins. We ask that you forgive us for making excuses, being slothful, being carnal, putting people before you, taking the advice of family members, Father God, that clearly contradicts your word and your timing. Father God, forgive us and help us to help ourselves. Help us to want to do better, to fulfill your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. Any announcements, Elder? Elder, you have any announcements you'd like to share with us?
No.
Okay, bless God. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, saints, there it is. To God be the glory, and the Spirit is still moving. Amen. And we're going to let the Spirit have his way because God is not through speaking. Amen. Because he's still talking in our hearts. God is still talking in our hearts. If you can't say amen, say ouch, beloved. That's how much God loves us. God is in need of us in this last hour. We're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on the wrong thing. God only rewards obedience. And that's the bottom line. Today, glory be to God, at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock would be the celebration of Mr. William Junior, our brother Tyrone Reed, the viewing is at 10 o'clock and the memorial service is from, the viewing is at 9 o'clock, the memorial service is at 10 and it ends at 11, so don't be late, it's only 1 hour, don't be late, and it's going to be held at the Resurrection Community Church, 6200 Dix Avenue. In Philadelphia. The interment is going to be announced at a later date at the Washington Crossing National Cemetery. Amen and amen. Also at 4 o'clock today, it is the ordination of our evangelist Denise Jackson. That's going to be held at the Airport Marriott Hotel. Airport Marriott Hotel, that's at 4 o'clock with Apostle William H. Whitfield, Jr. The name of the ministry is Victory Assured in Jesus International Ministries. Just wanted to let everyone know that parking, I think, is $10. If you be prepared for $10 parking for the event at the hotel today. Amen. So those are the two services taking place today. Amen. If you're not able to attend, pray. And reach out to Brother Reed and reach out to our evangelist, Denise, in Jesus' name. All right. That's the word. And you can't say nothing else over that. After God has spoken, all we can say is amen. We want to thank all of the lovely ministry partners. Thank you for your service this week at the altar. We appreciate your sacrifice because we know it is a sacrifice. We thank God for your willingness to serve, and we just want to thank God for you. Those of you in the forefront, those of you in the amen corner, touching and agreeing, thank God for all the readings, the elaborations, all the songs. Thank God for your financial support. Just want to thank God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. In Jesus' name, we appreciate you. We appreciate you here. Amen. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word that came forth all this week, and especially the message that came forth this morning, especially the one that came forth this morning. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll see me somewhere today. Amen. I got several things on my calendar, plus the graduation. Lord's willing, if you're going to be participating today somewhere along the way, you'll see me. Amen. And I'll see you. And we'll all see Jesus. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Father, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Asa's life. God, we don't want to end like that. We don't want to end like that, Father. And sometimes it's so easy for us to get comfortable. It's so easy for us to get comfortable because you allowed us to win the last time. We think we're going to automatically win again without talking to you, without consulting you, using our own intelligence, Father, and our own abilities and the opinions of other people. All of that, Father God, that don't count for nothing. It is not about us. It is not about the other people. It is only about you. It is only about you, Father. Help us never to lose sight of that. Father God, as you continue to promote us as you did Asia, Father God, help us to seek first your kingdom. Father God, let our promotion not be an excuse to draw distance from you, but Father God, distance towards you. And to walk closer with you. The devil never stops. The devil didn't give Asia a break because he had 35-year victory. He was still waiting for an opportunity to get that rascal. And he worked his way in because Asia gave him room. Father God, forgive us for giving the devil room in our minds, room in our conversations, room in our finances, room, giving him room. You said don't give the devil a foothold because he ain't got no manners. He going to come in and take over if we allow him to. But Father God, this morning, we confess our sins and we ask, Father, that you would give us a burning desire to seek your will, to stop making excuses why we cannot do what you are calling us to do and do it. Because you are there helping us, leading us, guiding us, protecting us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for such a word. Thank you for such a word. Thank you for a piercing word on today. Father, as we go out today, some of us will be traveling here, there, and everywhere, Father God, on scepter or driving or whatever, walking, bicycles, scooters, whatever. Father, we pray for your protection. We pray for your protection, Father. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us not to lean to our own understanding as we acknowledge you in all our ways. We can't be everywhere. But we pray that you would just help us to be where we need to be. And we say thank you for it, Father. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. No bad news shall come nigh our dwelling. We seal this prayer today, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Thank you, Father. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day. If you're listening today and do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, and we beseech thee, we behoove you, we plead with you to invite Jesus to come and live into your heart as Lord and Savior. Do it today. Do it today. Don't wait. No one promised us tomorrow. Matter of fact, no one even promised us today. We don't know how this day is going to end. Please make Jesus your choice and stick with him. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of lords. God bless you and have an awesome day. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you for honoring the God in me. Amen. And I honor the God in you. God bless you. Amen.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Been freshly crucified. A plan. I had it all figured out, but the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over. Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Take me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Your side when they already nailed you. Jesus healed my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you should take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Lord.
at the time, at the time. Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord, make me.
Lord, make me. Lord,
make me over, Jesus. Anybody want God to make him over? Take out everything that's not like him.